job. Goodbye.
Oh, I think you just asked me like a setup question. Now, come on. The script is it's pretty much all the script. There are a few ad libs from moi and some other people for their characters, but I'm sure mine and you know the one that comes to mind the most. I actually have two of them, but and I'll give you both. But the one that comes to mind the most is Choke on 'em. And I remember very clearly because we each had our day to die, and that's not why the film was called Day of the Dead, but because the main character's deaths were pretty complicated at that time, and vis-a-vis budget considerations were kind of complicated shots. So I walked in the set on my day to die, and and they said, "Hey, all right, this is a good day to die." And I'm like, "All right." And they go, "Well, don't drink any coffee because you're going to be in a hole in the ground for about 4 or 5 hours." And I was like, "Well, why can't I drink any coffee? Because you won't be able to get out of the hole to go to the bathroom." And I'm like, "Oh, this is good. Where's George?" But I really wanted to see George because I had been thinking a lot about Rhodes' death. And I was like, you know, George... Wow, this is what I was thinking. I said, Rhodes is just too much of a bastard to go out. He's not going to go out without having something to say. And George is like, well, Joe, you know, he does have his legs torn off, and all that's left is his torso, and your stomach's been ripped wide open, and your lungs are showing. So I said, I know, but I got to say something. And he goes, well, what would you say? And he kind of rolled his eyes, and I was like, well, George, I don't want to kind of say it out loud. I feel a little like I kind of jinx it. Can I whisper in your ear? And kind of rolled his eyes again. And this big old barreling guy, he's leaning over to this actor who's still in his underwear, you know, getting in makeup and stuff. And he says, well, what do you say? And I whispered in his ear. I said, choke on him. And he just put his head back and kind of laughed. And we said, you got it. You got it. So there was that one, and then my other contribution is Puss Fuck. And I was, Bub was chasing me, and he had shot me in the knee, and I was crawling down the hallway, and I really whacked my head against the cement wall, really whacked it hard. It really hurt. I was really pissed. In fact, I almost busted the shot and said, cut, but you really don't want to do that. So I started you know, you fuck, I was just, and it really hurt, and then it just came out of my mouth, you puss fuck. And, after the cut, the sound guy kind of had a perplexed face, look on his face, and he took off his headset, and he looked at George, and he said, did he just say puss fuck? And George says, yeah, I think he did. Listen back. And the sound man put his headsets back on and listened back and said, yeah, but he said, puss fuck. And George was like, yeah, I like it. Let's move on. Let's keep it. So it was a good day, a puss fuck day.